All right, sports fans, how's everybody out there doing? William Martin coming at you one more time with another edition of the 300 Pounds of Sports Knowledge Podcast. And in my opinion right now, it looks like it is time for the Philadelphia 76ers to trade center Jahlil Okafor. Now, of course, the Sixers made him the third overall pick of the 2015 NBA draft. And as a rookie in 53 games, Okafor averaged 17.5 points and 7 rebounds. Now, of course, he had his off-the-court issues and he was shut down going into the end of the season last year due to the fact of a knee injury. Now, this time around, the Sixers have him healthy, Nerlens Noel, and of course, Joel Embiid, all healthy at the same time. And Embiid has been getting the majority of the minutes, and it's hard to argue with the production that he is putting forth for the 76ers. But this year, Okafor is only averaging 11.2 points per game and 4.8 rebounds. And this month alone, Okafor has not played in 6 contests. And you look at this guy, the talent is there. And I know that you're not going to have, if you're the Sixers, you're not going to have him, Noel, and Embiid on the floor at the same time. But you have either you find a way to get all of them involved in the game, or somebody's got to go. And the way that Embiid is playing right now, obviously he is not going to be the guy that is going to be traded. And I think at this point, you're hindering yourself more than helping yourself if you're the 76ers to have all three of these guys on the roster. Why? Because you can trade a guy like Okafor who has value, and you can get something back a la shooting guard, point guard depth, or even depth for your bench, because the Philadelphia 76ers, they've come on recently to the point that they're actually in contention for the final playoff spot in the Eastern Conference. And this is a far cry from what we saw from this team last year when they only won 10 games for the entire season. Now, heading into tonight's contest against the Los Angeles Clippers, there's a big possibility that Okafor plays due to the fact that Embiid has already been ruled out of this contest, and the Sixers are definitely going to need some low post presence in this game. But I mean, going forward, if you're Sixers head coach Brett Brown, and of course team president Brian Colangelo, you got to think about trading Okafor. And I think the two teams that make the most sense for me, if I'm the Sixers, are either the Phoenix Suns or the Dallas Mavericks. Both teams are in the Western Conference. You don't have to worry about facing Okafor 4 times as opposed to only 2. And if you're the Suns, the Suns have the depth in the backcourt to make a trade that would make sense for both teams, and they come out smelling like a rose. Of course, Eric Bledsoe is entrenched as their starting point guard, but why not make a run at a guy like Brandon Knight? Now, the Dallas Mavericks, they potentially could have a lottery pick this year, and if you're the 76ers, why not try to pick that up, as the Mavericks desperately need help in their front court? And I think these are the two teams that make the most sense, but you're not helping Okafor get better as a player just having him sit on the bench. It doesn't make it, you know, it's not feasible. And Jahlil Okafor is too talented of a player to only average 11 points per game. We saw what he could do last year for the Sixers. We saw what he did in his 1 year of collegiate basketball with the Duke Blue Devils as he helped them win the national championship. I think it's time to let this guy go someplace else where he can shine. And I think it would, in the long run, it helps him. And it also helps the Philadelphia 76ers if you get something back and can really, you know, help you boost your play. Not to forget, Ben Simmons will be making his debut for this team soon as well. So it's a situation where, you know, the Sixers can really, and I mean really, come out of this, you know, smelling like a rose. And Brian Colangelo, you know, typically he makes good basketball moves. And I think it's time for him to make another one and find a trade partner that is willing to take the young Mr. Okafor. So, folks, that is going to wrap it up. And as always, I want to take this time out to thank you for tuning into the 300 Pounds of Sports Knowledge podcast. Now, 300poundsofsportsknowledge.com is an official sponsor of the Brooklyn Cyclones, who are a single-A affiliate of the New York Mets, and you can check out all of the fun and excitement next June at MCU Park in Coney Island, Brooklyn. Now, if you are on Twitter, please feel free to follow me at 300 Pounds of Sports, and like I always say, if you follow me, it will be my pleasure to follow you right back. Also, there is the Facebook page at 300 Pounds of Sports Knowledge. You can check it out, and you are more than welcome to like it as well. So once again, fine folks, my name is William Martin. Take care and have yourselves a wonderful day.